copper.
Oh,
cheap
no.
source.
Copper,
okay, I have to buy it from the art supply store. They just charge
copper's
too much.
Gone up a lot recently. Where I actually still get my copper though is Gem State Metals, because they sell steel and brass and copper. They're pretty industrial.
Something like this, how much would you pay for, say, per foot or per 10 feet or whatever?
It's, oh gosh, it depends. I can't think off the top of my head
ballpark
for that.
Ballpark.
But I can tell you, like, a sheet recently.
I'm very interested in sheets.
You're interested in the sheets? Yeah, so even at the best source would be, I'd say the cheapest would be Gem State, because that's the most industrial. It's not Michael's art store.
The reason I'm asking, because I'm actually throwing some away. I'm throwing this away.
Oh, don't throw it away, yeah, because we use all that stuff. But like Gem State, okay, Pacific Recycling, they take kind of copper and stuff. They'll buy stuff from you if you have a lot of it.
Like
a sheet of metal that's 18 gauge, and 18 gauge doesn't show you the thickness. It's like $40 for like a 6x6 now, and it used to be like 20 for a 12x12, I think.
$40 for 6 inches by 6 inches?
Yeah, like of this thickness.
Well, I just need it really thin, because you know, I was talking about the Zodiac. One of the things I was going to maybe do is just build the symbols out of just plywood and then just cover it with copper. And so it could be just like...
cover what with copper?
Copper sheets. I don't care if the sheet is like as thin as aluminum foil.
Yeah, go to Gem State, because they'll cut it for you. They're in Garden City. They're wonderful. That's where I get it from, and that's the cheapest you're gonna do. Even my wholesalers, they're gonna charge more.
Now the stuff I was telling you about was it is exactly that, but unfortunately it's wrapped by so you kind of like peel or cut the wrapping off, and if you want, I was about to throw that away.
Well, go ahead, just
If we wanted to donate something to us, we take it. We wouldn't buy it because.
I'm not selling it. I'm not trying to sell it.
Our stuff has to be like, it takes a lot of, you know, you have to anneal it and work it if you're going to have it, if it's not coiled or whatever, so then we have to like heat it, undo it, do it. Pacific Recycling buys it if you have bulk. Ideally electroplate, so if you're absolutely not using anything, you just take it and put it in the electroplater.
I tell you what, you got a card where I can send you.
Yeah.
I just want to take a picture of what I have, so you say, do I want this?
You know,
even if it's free. You know?
I don't have my. I need to get my card up. I did a market. I sell my work at markets.
I'm sorry. What's your name?
Christina Gilmore.
Christina Gilmore.
Yeah. Could you
write your name on the back? You got better handwriting than me.
Yeah.
And I'll just whatever the.
Gem State, I'll write that down for you. But this stuff I get from wholesalers. But even it's like if I go to my wholesaler where I have to get silver and I get copper, they're gonna charge more than Gem State because they're not industrial, they're fine metal. You know?
Yeah.
So that's good.
Okay, well,
and then to sell would be Pacific Recycling if it's just like so bad that no one can use. But copper, we usually take any sort of copper because maybe I can do something with classes or something like that. I need to dig my cards out because I have all my cards buried with my from when I did Country Market.
Well, if you want, I could kind of like be one of your eyes, you know. I can't guarantee anything, but sometimes I run across stuff. Like just to give, like an example,
I wrote my email is metalandmallet@gmail.com, and I wrote my name on there too. So, and I teach all the classes here and stuff, but yeah, I mean, we're always, Delia will take most copper for just because we electroplate so much. But some stuff, it's like if I can use it, we're running a whole little class thing now.
I'm in the process. I'm in the process of de-hoarding my property, and I want room to walk.
What are these? Just filters?
Yeah, those are sifters for enameling. You know, different. It's chunks of. Do you know about enameling at all? So we fuse it to copper. It's glass, and it comes in the original form as
a
big chunk of glass.
It's like coating metal, right?
Yeah, and so there's different sizes of those chunks. And you grind it up, and then you can sift it for different things.
Well, it's like sand.
Yeah, so it's like you want bigger ones for something, or you want different things. You're gonna paint
with
it.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So we do a lot of intricate, you know.
Okay.
Bigger stuff to down to jewelry size intricate enameling and metal smithing, and they just hired me on full time, and this is my dream job. I sell my jewelry and I'm a sculptor, but we're kind of just putting it all into the gallery right now so we can teach the community and have a, you know, long term goal that we have a spot, we have a basement that we can renovate and have a spot for the artists and community people to have hobbies or work on their, do artwork and stuff.
I bet you I might have a lot. I'll tell you what, I'll send you email with some pictures of this different things that you might be interested in free.
Because I'm a sculptor, I collect Delia too. Oh god, we're kind of hoarders ourselves. We love to collect things, I'm always looking for cool, unique things that I could, and Delia as well, that we could put into sculptures, in her little studio.
And the glass top.
Yeah.
I don't want to mind.
Oh yeah. I'd probably be interested in that for my studio.
I'll send you a picture.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Rico.
She's in Boulder.
Oh, she's in Boulder.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Oh gosh, maybe 150
How about free?
free. Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna send it. She gave me a card and hope she shares it. I'll share this with Emma.
Yeah, please do. Because I'll definitely reach out.
Because I went nuts on them because they had an auction. I just
It's very easy to do. Yeah. I get it. I have
an addiction.
I do. Well, my few members of my family were hoarders, and I'm trying not to hoard as much, but I definitely consider myself a little left in my pack. And a lot of the stuff that I have downstairs in my basement is typically things that I'm going to use for projects.
Yeah, so, raw materials.
You
don't go to Michael's.
No.
Our mother went to Michael's and bought
paint. No. Look. Right outside. Yeah.
He should put there. He bought it.
Like, why would you buy them and get them for free? No, I get that. I collect a lot of like bones and stuff too. So
bones.
Yeah. I have a lot of weird things. My stuff tends to be more just my aesthetic definitely doesn't match my work. So a lot of my work is I have stuff and I make really cool outfits for burlesque.
Outfits out of these, not jewelry, but outfits.
Outfits, yeah. So I have so much of it. That's why I didn't do it. So it's kind of like, had the product, what can I make out of it, versus how can I buy the things I need to make for this product. So I'm trying to,
Okay, well, I'm going to send a picture that Christina's going to get back here, so.
Okay. Yeah. I'll have to share. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll make sure. I'm going to ask her to. And if that got as a test, I might
call. Yeah, that was my first time.
It's empowering to clean up your space. That's
really
awesome.
We better get our umbrellas.
Yeah. Oh,
we would have.
Is this yours or mine?
I'm the fancy one.
Is that the fancy one?
Mm-hmm.
All right. The two-layered one.
Well, I hope you guys have a good night.
All right, thank you.
You too. I think maybe traffic might be going.
He's a glass hoarder.
Save my life.